Welcome to Beyond 100K, a special series introducing you to the MFR Coaches Beyond 100K Mastermind. Over the next few weeks, we'll bring you insightful conversations with guests who will share their experiences inside the Mastermind. From discussing strategies for creating second offers to insights on hiring additional MFR therapists, overcoming obstacles, and scaling their MFR businesses beyond the 100K milestone. Sit back and enjoy the episodes.
Welcome to the MFR Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how you can create a six-figure MFR practice. I'm your host, Heather Hommel. Not only have I been practicing MFR for 11 years, I'm also a life and business coach, especially for MFR therapists. My goal is for you to understand how to get fully booked, how to talk to your clients, and how to make sure they understand what's possible for them with MFR treatment. I'm here to help you stop under-earning, overworking, and burning out. I'll lend support so you can create the MFR practice you've always wanted. Learn how you can do it too, even if you live in a tiny town, and even if you're just starting out, and even if you've ran your practice for years. Let's go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the special Beyond 100K series that we're doing on the podcast. I'm your host, Heather Hommel. I help MFR therapists to get fully booked and then scale their practices to 250K while still seeing 20 clients or less and taking lots and lots of time off for themselves. Today, we have a very special program. We're interviewing Tracy Hobby, Leslie Moeller, Kristen Ponzi, and Chris Domingo. So welcome, ladies. Why don't you each introduce yourselves and tell everybody the name of your business and where you're from. I know you've all been on the podcast before, so it's fun to do these catch-up episodes. Tracy, you want to go first?
Yep. Tracy Hobby, the owner of Touch of Wellness Myofascial Release in Northern Virginia, Purcellville, Virginia. Happy to be here.
Yay. Leslie?
I'm Leslie Moeller. My practice is Resonance Myofascial Release in Richmond, Virginia area, a little north of Richmond. And this is an Airbnb. This is not where I live. I just have to, now that I can see the background. Thank you. I'm very glad to be here also.
Everybody's coming to your house. Kristen.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ponzi, the owner of Essence Bodywork in Westerville, Ohio.
And Chris.
Hello, I am Chris Domingo, owner and CEO of Shift Mind Body Spirit in Berkeley, California.
Awesome. Welcome, everybody. Today, the focus of this episode is talking about some of the intangibles that come from being in this coaching container. And some of those intangibles are mindset shifts. So this is something that sometimes can be very, very subtle and hard to detect, but have a huge impact on not only your life, but your business. So we're going to talk all about these micro mindset shifts and also macro ones. So who would like to share first some sort of change that you've had while you've been in coaching that has had an impact on your life or your business?
I will start. Since when I started coaching with you, Heather, I was just planning on doing MFR as a side gig. It was just a part-time thing. Loved my job. Wasn't planning on leaving. And in the span of coaching with you and in the mastermind, I am working towards leaving my security blanket, my job that I used to love so much, and I love MFR more. And so that's really huge for me to even consider that. I was not even thinking about that whatsoever for probably the first year that I was coaching with you.
Yeah. What does it take to get to that place where you're going from like you said, you love this hospital job and having the thought, like, I could leave this job when I want to.
So your question was, what is it taking to get there?
Yeah. What did it take to get there?
So I will say one thing. The job that I loved when I started has changed. So the hospital environment, the management has changed quite a bit since I started. So I don't love it quite as much as I used to. So that's a big one. But that being said, I need to feel safe, actually, is the big one. I need to feel safe and know that I'll be taken care of. And you've been helping with doing the steps for that, both with my facts and just getting my body ready. Because financially, I could probably do it already. But my everything else is screaming. It's screaming a little less.
Yeah.
But like, it's pretty scary.
That's a big shift because if I remember correctly, when we first started working together, you were like, I want to do coaching, but I don't want you to tell me I have to leave my job. And I was like, you don't ever have to leave your job. Right. But I was like, be warned, you're probably going to want to, because a lot of people come in loving their job. And then all of a sudden, your tolerance for what you thought you loved goes down because you like start to see where systems are broken and where, you know, you just don't want to do the things that are being asked of you anymore at the rate you're being paid. So it's hard to stay there when you can see all of these things that are revealed to you that you maybe wouldn't discover if you weren't in a coaching container.
Yeah. And to that, also seeing the possibilities, right? Just seeing like, oh, wait a second, this will actually give me more time to be with my daughters so I can take them to the things that I can't take them to now because I work Saturdays.
Yeah. And you work Saturdays at the hospital, not in your MFR job.
Right. Right.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Good share. Who wants to go next?
I will. So when I very first joined coaching, I was burnt out and considering closing my job, closing my practice that at that point I'd already had for a long time. And the mindset shifts for me were that I could make changes in my business and it would be okay. You know, big changes. That first rate raise was a huge one for me. Like, I don't think I can do this. I thought I was going to die. And now I can approach a lot of different things with a different mindset that don't leave my brain just spinning out. I can look at the facts, come from that like unbothered energy place of like really just seeing what it is, seeing what I need to do, take the steps to do it, ask for help. That's a big important one that a lot of us go through, I think, is learning to ask for help. And also knowing that, like you said, I don't have to make all these decisions or changes if I don't want to. It's my choice, but I get to decide what the best choice for myself and my business is.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you feel empowered to make decisions and to ask for help, but not ask for help in the way of like, I need to get permission to make this decision, but I need to just see all of my options on the table. Like, am I putting all of the options on the table or am I taking all of the options off the table to make this decision?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with what you just said. Because sometimes I think I know I could miss an option of like, oh, I didn't think about that I could make a decision this way. And then for the mastermind group, it's really like taking things to the next level of how we want to run our practice and not just raising our rates more and more, but offering different programs. And for me, the thought of one of the programs that could really launch our business and how we work with clients just really terrified me for a while until I was like, oh yeah, no, I think I'd really like this option too. I'd like to be able to work with clients in that condensed form of multiple hours a week and see what kind of results we can get. And I'm so much more comfortable talking about it with people, like saying, hey, this is an option. Mm-hmm. We can take, you know, if you were doing monthly treatments, 12 months to do this. If you're doing weekly treatments, we could do 12 weeks. Or, you know, do you want to do this in 2 weeks or 1 week?
Yeah. I love that you brought that up because I think this is the mindset shift, is where you can have information presented to you and completely be, I don't know if your reaction was like appalled by it or just triggered by it or angered by it, you know, whatever it was. And then watch yourself like walk through all of the different emotions till you get to the point where you're like, oh, I actually like this.
Yeah.
That's a huge win because a lot of people would hear information, disregard it because they have an emotional response in their body and not even allow it to be a possibility for themselves. I think that's a huge win.
Oh, it was huge.
Not just because I want you to like what I said, but you know. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think it's right on with what you said. Like I totally had a freak out moment when you're like, maybe you should offer like multiple hours of treatment in 1 week. And I was like, no. My brain, everything just said no.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it some more. I think maybe I'm just a slow processor sometimes, and I like to take my time to like chew on ideas. Yeah. Leslie's raising her hand too.
Yeah.
Before I get on board with things, I just, my brain has kind of always been that way, and like taking my time and making decisions. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And we're talking like it took you less than a week to get on board with it.
Right. Because a week later, I was like, oh, yeah, I booked a client for 6 hours of treatment next week.
Yeah. I love that so much. It's so fun. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And if I could just kind of expand on that as well, yeah. Like being in the mastermind and the mindset shifts, you know, we're presented with new ideas. So we got to the point where we're fully booked and beyond. And so we have like new challenges that come up. So we're presented like with, hey, what if your ceiling is your floor for one thing, as far as like how much money you can make? Like, hey, maybe you can make more money by having other offers. So that is a big, huge mind shift to just be presented with the information and being like, I had never thought of that. And then also being in the container with people who are making these next step decisions and seeing their success. So it's very motivating in that way. And mm-hmm. It gets to the point where, especially with like what Kristen was saying about, you know, offering more hours, it gets to the point where I'm like, oh, this is my idea. You know, it's like started out with somebody else's idea, but, you know, I can totally make it my own and like be excited about it and want to also implement that as well. So that's one of the mindset shifts that I've noticed also in that, like really wanting to make MFR, myofascial release, just mainstream, right? And let everybody know about it. And so I think that has been a big mind shift as well. Before it was just like, oh, this is just my little container, my little business that I have. And, you know, I love it and I'm working with my clients, but like, no, wait, actually, why can't we just like tell everybody about this? Because, you know, we know it's so special and how much it can help people. So those are some things that I thought about with the mindset shifts since being in the mastermind container.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I think as we've been talking in this container, pretty intensely about what is it going to take to make MFR mainstream, and like always bringing it back to it starts with us, our behavior as therapists, the way we set rates, the way we treat clients, the way we believe in MFR, and the way we show up as products of the product, like how much treatment we get for ourselves. And so I appreciate you bringing that up because I think when we have a bigger mission that's outside of like, I just want to make a certain amount of money, or I just want to do this or that in my business. But we have this mission. And I feel like you guys have all just been like, yeah, we're going to make MFR mainstream. What does that mean for me? Like, what is my role in that? And everybody starts making decisions a little bit differently towards that mission. When I do this in my business, how does that affect the overall outcome of making MFR mainstream, which I think is a big deal. I also think when I presented you guys with this idea of making, being able to scale to 250K in your business, people were like, that's wild, right? Like we thought 100K was wild. And now it's like, now we can double that. Mind blown. And we don't have to just raise our rates to get there or just see more clients. There's an actual process that we've created to get you there. So, so fun. And it is so fun to see you guys hit your ceilings and make it your floor again and start again and not make that mean anything's gone wrong. Cause there can be a little bit confusing or disconcerting when you have reached a really hard goal. Like I know like Chris Domingo going from like the goal of 2K to hitting 10K and then trying to continually do that. Like it's a weird shift to have such a different goal going forward. And like for you, Tracy, like getting fully booked and then being like, oh, well, now I like want to explore other offers or I want to explore selling immersion. So same for all of you guys. So it's very cool. All right, let's go to Leslie and hear about your mindset shifts.
All right, let me just say, I just really identify with everything everyone has said so far as well. And now I can't remember what it was to specifically. But, you know, you mentioned micro and macro shifts. And I feel that the micro shifts are the macro shifts. Like they really are for me anyways. And so I like totally super prepared for this. I have notes,
but bring it.
But really, this is a more recent realization from Mastermind. And it finally sunk into me that it is not only do I need my business and my practice to support me, that it's right that it supports me in the sense of supporting me energetically, creatively, all that, like not just financially. It really hit me. I can't just give, but not receive. So being able to receive from the business, which puts a different lens on how I craft it, so to speak, or basically like what people should pay for. I mean, it's hard to price this work in a way because it's kind of priceless. Like, how do you price it?
Right.
It can be.
This is a big shift for you. Can we just pause here for a moment?
Oh, you know where I was at the beginning? Terrified. Like I had an oh shit moment before coaching even started. I'm like, I can't charge more than $80 an hour. It was insane.
Right, which is huge because I think the pricing of MFR is one of the ways we push to make MFR mainstream. And it's a shift in the way we think as therapists overall. And we get out of that starving healer mentality and we move towards this is a professional environment that I work in. This is a professional service that I offer to people. And I have a business, not a charity. It's a big shift out of that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us have money stories and pain around charging and pain around access to what it is that we do. So I just wanted to take a little moment.
It's big. But I realized like I was feeling burnout recently. Like if my business, if my practice doesn't support me, I won't last. Not only will I won't last long term, but then I have to be supported so I can be the best therapist that I'm capable of being in the treatment room. And that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. And this was the other part, to be a full person in the rest of my life, the nights and weekends, because I've been like just exhausted and crabby. And it's like, wait a minute, it's supposed to enhance my life, not just be the only part of my life that I give my energy to.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when I think of where I was prior to coaching, I'm just scared of everything. Like I think Chris mentioned about her goal of something. And I was like, goals, who has goals? Like I didn't even have goals. And when my first rate I came up with was like $130 an hour. And then you were taking us through this process and you said, and that's your lowest rate. And I wanted to die. So everything has been challenging for me. It's been a big mindset shifts. Let me correct everything. Business, building the business, like it's actually a business, has been the challenging part. Like, I don't know. I think I just came to coaching. Like I kind of want to do MFR and I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. I think this is what's so cool. And I see this in all of you that are here on this call is that even when something has been hard, and even when you have moments where you're like, I just want to break from making decisions. I just want to break from spending money. I just want to break from this or that or whatever. You don't take the break and you keep going. And instead of taking a break, you find out how to make the experience better for yourself. Right? We think we're going to get relief in a break, or we think we're going to get relief if we work less hours. And sometimes that is the solve, but you've actually gone through and been like, actually, how many is fully booked for me? Am I honoring my fully booked number? Do these policies still align with where I'm at now? Because when you get to fully booked, the things that you set up before you got there start to break. And then that can feel exhausting if you don't start to fix it. And I've seen every single one of you go back and tweak the things that are no longer working, which takes mental work and physical work sometimes. But once you do those things, then you have the relief. It's not necessarily that you need more rest or, you know, or it's not working or you know it all now. It's just like, oh, I can fix these things. I can get the support when I need it. I'm allowed to feel frustrated and angry and not perfect all of the time. And that doesn't mean that things aren't working for me. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. I feel like I need to learn to process my emotions or allow them to be there, and versus where before everything was like, I'm too tired, I need a break, you know, so I just want to sleep. But it really a lot comes down to processing all the uncomfortable feelings and uncomfortable thoughts. And
yes, the resistance, I think, to the changes that you actually want to make or that need to be made that create the exhaustion.
Bingo, that's it. The resistance.
Yeah, we're just like resisting all the time and we forget we're resisting. It's like, oh no, just feel pissed.
Yeah.
Just feel like you don't want to do that thing. And then look at it in a different way.
Yeah. Quit hiding from it. Like I would just be like, I don't want to look at it, but just look at it and admit it sucks or it's difficult or something.
Yeah. And I feel like I've relied on this container as well to, I mean, I posted quite a bit about my struggles in there and been very like vulnerable, very candid. And it's been really very helpful for me, you know, to, instead of just doing a dot download, I'm like, I'm just going to get on, you know, Facebook and do it, because something about that support or just like showing up has been tremendously helpful for me and getting like the feedback from other people in the group who have been there and can help, you know, me through whatever struggling, whether it's with like, you know, how I'm feeling about a client that I've worked with and the emotions, or like a policy that I having a hard time like keeping my boundaries around, like, oh my gosh, like a cancellation and having to charge or refunds and all that stuff. So it's been really helpful for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to add something, kind of jumping off what Tracy and Leslie were talking about, is there are times when we get to that place where it's like, I can't do anymore. I need a break. You know, I'm feeling overwhelmed. And through the coaching process, I think all of us have learned that when we do feel that way, that there's something triggering it. And it really doesn't take as much work as we think it's going to, as we set ourselves up for it to be. Like, it really just takes, like Tracy said, a thought download or just reaching out on Facebook or getting coached. And it could be worked out in a matter of like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Even if it's super uncomfortable and vulnerable coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are willing to work through it. And then you can just see it with that whole different perspective of working through your stuff.
Yeah. Chris, did you have something?
Yeah, I want to add to that too, because what I'm finding with the mastermind sometimes, and this is to piggyback off of all of what you're saying, some problems will creep back up that I thought I had handled. Like, oh, I have this client problem again, and this is the way I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I'm not enough, that I'm not a good therapist. Like the same shit comes up and we work through it faster. But it's interesting. There's almost this feeling of guilt. Like, why shouldn't I be feeling this way? But being able to put it in the Facebook group or talk about it and then get the support from our group, it's so invaluable. And I'm like, okay, guys, here it is again. It's still bothering me, you know?
Yeah. But the good part is that basically your business will grow at the rate you're willing to be vulnerable and at the rate you're willing to, yeah, I think it goes back to that vulnerability to admit that you have a problem and help problem solve, right? Like, I don't tell you what to do, but I will tell you how you're blocking yourself from figuring it out, you know, and offer advice if I can, when and where I can, and other people will too. But it's not about doing it the right way. It's really about just seeing that it's optional to be miserable. It's optional to stay safe, and it's optional to put yourself out there and be seen and have the growth from being seen. I think that's one like common theme in our group is like, nobody wants to be seen, but you guys are all super amazing therapists. Like, you're going to be seen. People are going to see you. Your clients are going to see you. You're going to need to be seen in order for you to help people. That's been one of my biggest challenges doing this coaching program, is being recognized as someone who can help other people, right? It's like, ooh, yuck. Who? But also at the same time, like, I want that because I want to be able to help people. So it's holding both things at the same time, like this desire to be anonymous and this desire to show up bigger than ever imagined and help people. Do you guys see that?
Do you mean being out in public, that type of thing?
Well, just even in general, anywhere. Yeah, anywhere, I think.
This made me think of something, Heather. I think one of your strengths is like when you're coaching, is this happened recently. And every great once in a while, you'll be like, okay, and now I feel really super uncomfortable and that was awkward. So now I'm awkward. Good night, guys. And it's really cool when you're like totally real with, I'm feeling super awkward right now or something. So that level of authenticity is part of why the coaching is so successful also.
Thank you. Well, I am one of the most awkward people I know. So I just bring myself everywhere I go. And luckily you guys are very forgiving. And appreciate realness because it can't be perfect all the time. Like, I'm just not perfect.
I think we can all relate.
Yeah, it could, like, gives us permission to also show up awkward because, like, oh my God, Heather is so awesome and she's awkward. That's cool. She looks really awesome. Maybe I can show up awkward and be cool too.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm going to make a Facebook video about it and I'm going to be totally weird. And everybody's like, that was awesome. And I think, okay, that was really hard.
Yeah, like, it's okay to literally just be yourself. Like, you can just bring your whole self with you and your clients will buy what you're selling to them. Like, you don't have to be this polished, perfect gem in order to sell MFR, in order to get your clients good results, better than good results, like amazing results. And you don't even need that to make a six-figure business. Like, you can just fully be whoever you are with your money stories, with your traumas, with your trauma responses. Like, you get to take your whole self with you through this entire process. And I think the most beautiful part of this, one of the most beautiful parts is, and I would be curious if this is also your guys' experience, is starting to accept yourself the way you are, where you're at in the process, even when something in your business is super triggering, and seeing that no matter what's happened to you or how awful you feel, it's possible for you to have everything you want in your business and you can have huge, huge goals. And it doesn't mean like you won't get there. Like Chris said, like, even if the same shit circles back over and over and over, like, you cycle through the same thing over and over again, it's fine. It's what happens. Business is messy and it's not linear, just like healing. Calling all MFR therapists. Get ready to level up your practice and unlock your full potential with the Beyond 100K Mastermind. Applications open on April 12th, 2024. Enroll by April 14th, and you'll receive a complimentary and private one-on-one call with me, Heather, valued at over $500. This personalized session will provide tailored insights to accelerate your growth. Join us for a free training session on April 12th at 1 p.m. Central, with an encore presentation April 14th at 3 p.m. Central. Learn how to scale your MFR business, improve client outcomes, establish your authority, increase your income, and even carve out time for yourself with 6 weeks off every year. Don't miss this opportunity to take your practice to the next level. Sign up for the free training today. Go to themfrcoach.com/webinar.
One thing you used to tell us too is, you know, we set a goal. Okay, so we set a goal for X amount, say $10,000 this month. Oh, I missed that by $100 this past month.
Yeah.
Did I really miss my goal because I'm going to make that tomorrow? No, not really. I can still celebrate that huge win.
Yeah. Can you celebrate all $9,900 that you basically made you made yourself? But so many people don't.
Yeah. That was another thing that was huge from coaching was, hey, guess what? If you work tomorrow, you're going to make more money tomorrow. Like, you're always making more money.
Yeah. You're never done unless you just close your business.
Yeah. So when we have that freak out moment about looking at our bank account, like, oh, I don't know, because I decided to pay off this. And it's like, oh yeah, I am going to work this week.
There's always more money coming in. Yeah. And do you guys feel like you know how to create demand? Like, basically, do you guys know how to recreate being fully booked? Even when you have weeks where you're not?
I do. I feel that way. Yeah.
Share. Please share. How do you do it, Kristen?
Sometimes it's just sending out an email.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And it doesn't have to be a long email. It doesn't have to sound good. It's just, hey, I've got this appointment. Does anyone want it?
You're like, look at me. Look at me. Hello, I'm here. And they're like, oh, you. Yeah, I'm going to book with you.
Oh, yeah, I do want that appointment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Now that you say that, I'd forgotten this and I realized that I do control the tap on the business. And so for, I don't know, December or January, some recent times, I would have openings and I was feeling so burnt out and tired that I didn't put emails out to fill them. And it just kind of hit me. It's like, oh, you're just wanting it smaller right now. And then recently I had a couple openings. One came last minute. One was blocked for a reason. It didn't need to be blocked for. So 2 appointments. And I was like, no, I'll just enjoy, you know, a big break in the day. I was like, no, I feel good. Let me put it out there. I put it out there. They were booked really quickly. So it was like an extra grand because someone got a package or something. I was like, oh, that was really cool. Like that would not have happened if I hadn't put it out there. But the main point is like, is the realization that my actions in large part or inaction, that I am controlling it. So, and it comes back to like what I think about it. Cause then it's like, I'm either going to make an effort to get booked or I'm not. Where in the past I was just like, well, let me just like sit on my couch and wonder why I don't have clients, not without the awareness of take some steps.
Oh yeah. I think that goes back into like the ability to have radical responsibility about your business, right? That's also a huge mindset shift is, okay, here's my result. What's creating this result without being mean to yourself? Just like literally what's creating this result? Am I just hiding because I feel super vulnerable and rejected right now? So that's why I don't have clients. Am I afraid of someone saying no to me? So I quit offering it. Like what's happening that's creating the result of not having the numbers that you want? Because far too often people are just like, it's my rate. I'm just going to focus on my rate and lower it. And it's like, no, this is a sales issue. This is a what are you doing issue. Yeah. Chris, you look like you had something to say.
Actually, I guess I kind of do. So when you were talking about fully booked, I've been struggling with that lately. And the mindset thing that I'm going through is not making it a problem.
Yeah.
And just realizing, because when I look, I'm like, okay, when I notice that there's nothing happening, I am doing stuff.
But what mindset are you doing it from?
That's true. What mindset is it? And it varies. It varies. Mm-hmm. There are some times when I'm like, I'm not making it a problem. There's other times where I'm like, oh, okay. So the big one, and you helped me with this, you know, with this hospital job leaving thing, I had set myself an arbitrary deadline.
Yeah.
You know, 2024 was the year. But in my head and to my mastermind group, I'm like, well, by the time we're done with the mastermind, I'm going to have left the job. As it got closer, like the pressure from that, it was not helpful for me. Like it was stressing me out. It was causing like angst and anxiety. And so we coached on it a couple of times and you're just like, well, you don't have to leave. You can whenever you want to leave, like you can leave next year. You don't have to leave at all. And so when I took that off my shoulders, because you're like, okay, so you're not fully booked, but would this be a problem if you were still working at the hospital? I'm like, no.
Yeah. So it's literally not a problem because you're still working at the hospital.
Because I'm still working at the hospital. And by taking that off, it's like, oh, it just took the pressure off my business. I'm continuing to build and I'll know when it's time. But having like that, it's almost like the goal thing. Oh my God, I have this goal and oh, I didn't hit the $10,000. Like I'm a fucking failure.
Yeah. Like who even made up that like having a $10,000 month was like the be all end all too, right? Did I make that up? Right. I made up in a way of like, how incredible is it that you can make that much money? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's great. I always go back to this. And I think I just talked about this recently on the podcast about like having $2,000 in my bank account when I was an MFR therapist and like feeling like one rich bitch, right? I was like, I have so much money. And you can feel that way at any amount of money. Like now I'm like, oh, I need to have so many more thousands of dollars a month to make the cash flow. But it's wild that you can have a $10,000 a month now, or like Leslie just said, like she just made an extra grand by sending out an email. Like it's no big deal. She just drank a glass of water, right? That's how normal it is for you guys to make an extra $1,000 or to have a $10,000 a month. Because even if you set the goal high, it doesn't mean it has to create all of this pressure. And I think this is one of those other mindset shifts that you're like walking the edge of, where you can have a $10,000 a month, hit that goal, not hit it the next month, but not make that spiral you out to mean that you'll never be able to leave your hospital job and that you don't know what you're doing. And that was just a fluke, which is what happens sometimes the first time you hit a major goal. It feels so foreign. And then you've got to allow yourself to work through all of those feelings, all of the resistance, all of the fear, and then you allow yourself to do it again. And then pretty soon it just becomes what you always do.
Yeah. I always feel like, and you guys can probably relate to this too, like every time I get coached, I have an explosive growth moment right afterwards, whether it's related to what I'd gotten coached on or not. It just like, it's like a resetting, and then it's like, boom. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was not booked, then like I'd totally be booked or hit whatever that next goal is, or work through that huge problem. And then, oh, I'm selling this 6 hours of treatment next week.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. Can you guys relate to that too? So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I even agree. I think sometimes I sit in the river of misery where I'm like confused and feeling terrible. And then I will get coached by my coach. And sometimes I'm like so pissed at the coaching I get, like, and then very resistant. I have to like stay in the river of misery just a little longer, just more torture. And then the moment it hits, like it lands and you understand the coaching, or it just finally feels relevant to where you're at, it's just like this whoosh. And you're no longer swimming up the river. You're just going with the flow and everything feels easy until the next time. Right? It's kind of like getting MFR. You're never really done. You know how everybody's like, when am I going to quit unwinding? When am I done? And it's like, you're kind of never done, because you're going to have some shit come up. Someone's going to trigger you. Something's going to be out of your control and you're going to want to control it. And you're going to need help solving for that.
And I think that's also where like the self-coaching comes in too. You know, I think that is really helpful too. Once you kind of get dialed in and like how to do a thought download and do the model, mm-hmm. That's huge. And to do the evaluations that you have us do as well. I mean, those things are key and get us out of like that, you know, river of misery a little bit easier too. So, you know, even though I come to the group and I like, you know, lay it all out there, even doing my own work on my own has been like, it's huge, something that we learn and stuff.
Yeah. It's like the treatment ball that you give to your clients, right? Like if they have pain, they can use that ball. They can put it anywhere it feels hot, hard, or tender. You can use the self-coaching model for your brain anywhere it feels hot, hard, or tender.
I love that. That's awesome.
I'm gonna have to use that in my marketing materials.
Totally relatable.
Yes. Okay. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up. Why don't you guys go around? We'll start with we'll go Tracy, Leslie, Kristen, and Chris. And why don't you tell people what you think about them joining the mastermind and where they can find you?
So I think if you kind of have got all your bases down with your business and you're fully booked, or you're like close to getting fully booked, or if you're wanting to make more money, I think that's a good idea to shift into the mastermind. Because I noticed like with the 12-month foundation, it's a lot of like, you know, how do I set up my website? And like, how do I get online booking and that kind of thing, which is great stuff. And, you know, it's wonderful to have that support. But if like you're beyond that, that's a good time to like move into the mastermind. And you can find me at www.tow-mfr.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Touch of Wellness Myofascial Release. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Glad you're here. Leslie.
That's a bit of a hard question. So I think mastermind, if you want to deepen your practice, but if I can share one other thing in terms of a shift that I've had, and it has to do with sales. And I realized that when I sell to clients now, what motivates me is what is possible for them. And there's a willingness on my part to just risk it and put it out there. And this is what I think is best for you. It's not a motivation of like, gosh, you know, I hope they'll buy this and like, I don't want to be rejected again or anything. It's really like, this is what I think is best for you. And I'm detached from the outcome of whether they buy. I'm not detached from them in the session. I'm very present, but I'm detached from that outcome. And it's different now. I had a client recently, and a brand new client, we talked about rebooking. She said she wants to do it at home, you know, which I get because I have to look at two schedules too. And I kind of wasn't sure. She's the person that when I walked in and like, when I looked at her, I was like, oh my God, come back. I can help you. And she, like the next day, she booked out like 8 weeks. And I was so glad. Like I'll see her in a few weeks or something. I'm so glad I'll get a chance to help her. But to be able to look at selling, or just, I don't even think of it as selling when I'm doing, but to be able to honestly put out there, this is how I think I can help you best. This is what I would love for you without all the other mind drama taking over. That's been a big shift and that's been priceless. So to me, that's a deepening of the practice. Mm-hmm. And that's what Mastermind has been. And because Mastermind's been challenging for me. And because someone else mentioned about crafting their practice the way they want it to, people are doing a lot of different things. And there's some things that like, I'm like, oh, that's not right for me right now. Maybe not ever. So it will help you to be so clear about what your practice is to you. And then the tools to get there in coaching, what Kristen said about coaching is absolutely right. It definitely gets the ball rolling. So I hope that was somewhat clear. Y'all can find me Resonance. That's the word John talks about. ResonanceMyofascialRelease.com, I think. But I'm in Richmond and I think that's it. Oh, thank you
okay.
for letting me yeah. share. I'm in a 12-step meeting now. Bye.
You're hilarious. So I wanted to comment on that too, like of it deepening your practice. And also, do you feel, Leslie, that you love selling MFR now because you know how to be unattached from the outcome and you know what's best for your clients and you know how to offer it?
Hi, like, I'm still working on the love part, but I do love what's possible for them and talking to them about it
yeah.
and feeling okay enough to say like, you know, look, this is how it is. I can help you, but it's going to take this.
Yeah. Like this is a major transition. And I think you guys are so good at selling MFR now and so good at being detached from the outcome that we almost take it for granted now how you're able to do this, how you are able to get your clients the help that they need because you're willing to say the words like, I can help you. And this is what I recommend. You're not leaving it up to them, but there's this space for them to do this consideration and this trust with your patients because of the way you guys sell MFR now. And it's awesome. I love
it. I could pull back in a couple of clients from a couple of years ago that I couldn't really get the idea across to, like, yeah, I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Kristen.
Yeah. Everything that Leslie said, I totally agree with. Just learning how to talk to our clients and coming from the place of this is what's possible. So then for me, the mastermind is also that of like seeing what else is possible, even though sometimes it makes us uncomfortable to think about doing it for ourselves. And really, like you said, Heather, taking it to the next level. You know, what's the next level of your business? And sometimes we get going and we're like, oh yeah, I'm fully booked. And we never think about that there could be more and how great that could be for us. Even if there's a little bit of uncomfortable growth period in there. I love the smaller group of the mastermind. And we've really done a lot of kind of building off of each other. Like somebody puts an idea out there and someone else kind of builds off of that. And then it benefits really, or has the potential to benefit all of us. The sharing of ideas in the smaller group is pretty amazing too. I think that's been a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
So you can find me, my website's essencebodywork.com, or you can go to Instagram, essencebodywork.mfr, and watch some of my videos.
Yeah. You have a great Instagram account. Yeah.
So be awkward. Nobody really pays that much attention to them. And, you know, if it gives you permission to do them for yourself, then do them. You don't have to be perfect.
Yeah. I love it. All right.
Thanks for letting me speak.
Yes. Thanks for coming. Chris, wrap it up for us.
Okay. So let me just start with, you don't have to have hit 100K because right. I have not. I've been doing it part-time. And I only hit 68K.
Only hit 68K. What is happening with that thought?
I'm just saying that so people don't get turned off by thinking they can't join.
Oh, yeah. So the requirements to join, we'll just go over it really quick, are you have to have worked with me before for this next round, and you have to have made $50,000 at least in the last 12 months. And you're either fully booked or very close to being fully booked. Those are the requirements. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah.
Yes. So it's beyond at least 50K.
We talk about going beyond 100K, all right? Like I named this Absolutely. Thing randomly one day. So, okay.
Yes. And I agree with everything everybody else said. You know, join the mastermind if you want more from your business. And it's not just your business, it's your life. Mm-hmm. So it's structuring your business to support the life that you want, essentially. That's why I keep joining, because I want more for my life. And there are things that I've learned that I didn't even realize that I wanted. Mm. So the group, I would say, it's a big part of it. Like being in the small group in the community of you guys, that's been huge. Just feeling fully supported and seeing you guys doing it. And so it just makes me excited. I'm like, okay, so Tracy, Kristen, and Leslie did it. I can do it too. And I can do it my way. And I can take this thing from Sarah Martin and put that in there and add this from, so, you know, it's a dream factory, like a place where you get to dream and have ideas. So join, I highly recommend. And you can find me at www.shiftmindbodyspirit.com. And I have the same handles on Instagram and Facebook, Shift Mind Body Spirit.
Awesome. I'm so glad you brought all of that up, because some people might be thinking, you know, I haven't made 100K, or 100K maybe isn't even your goal, but you're fully booked. You've made over 50K in the last 12 months, and you want to know what else is possible for your business. You want to feel better in your business. You want to see if you can have more fun in your life. Those are reasons to join. And also, I think just to be a part of such a fun community of therapists that have bigger goals and have dreams. And we get to talk about all those and create some big things while making MFR mainstream. So love it. Thanks everybody for joining us today. Thanks everybody for listening. And we'll be back with another episode of Beyond 100K series for the podcast soon. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and rate and review the podcast. I appreciate it. For more information, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The MFR Coach. And check out my website, www.themfrcoach.com, for more information. If you are currently not working 20 hours or less and making six figures in your MFR business, I want to help you change that. Make sure you tune into the show and get on my email list so you never miss out on important trainings and information. To be the first to find out when we are enrolling next for my 12-month Business Foundations coaching program, get on that email list at www.themfrcoach.com/join. Inside this program, you'll learn how to raise your rate, overcome objections, and sell MFR. You'll become the MFR therapist that never under-earns and never burns out. It's up to us to make MFR mainstream, and it starts with you and your successful MFR practice. See you next week.